and his pastimes are like Krishna only.
If I took to know that the pastime you're saying seemed somewhat spontaneous.
Yes, spontaneous. Not like Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is very grave.
Jagannath is also like that. He has very, very spontaneous pastimes, and yet they're very, very much fixed in the vidhi that they do. And it's Krishna's indication that ultimately he's not, Krishna's not satisfied. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna says that I'm not satisfied by worship according to rules and regulations. He accepts the form of Void Narayan for that type of worship and so many incarnations. But ultimately, as Krishna can only be pleased by spontaneous loving service. So if Balaji is Krishna, then, and if others worship him with awe and reverence, then he inaugurates and he shows that actually I want spontaneous loving devotion.
Yeah.
Just like with that saved Asti who later became happy.
Yeah.
Happy Van Bala.
Yeah.
So here the Ramanuj followers, they could not relate to this type of service. But Balaji took the initiative and said, oh, I want to go play chess with him. And one is that they didn't believe him. But the other is that they couldn't see why would he go play chess? Because that was, it was not the chess, but it was the exchange, loving exchange, like that. Same way, the cowherd boys, they wrestle with Krishna, and Mother Yashoda ties him down. These things are attractive. They're very attractive to Krishna. So, if Balaji is Krishna, that is what he wants. But even then, it's mixed. Even that devotion, there's pure spontaneous devotion is only possible in Vrindavan. But there's also mixed spontaneous devotion, mixed, just like in Dwarka. Dwarka, Mathura. Spontaneous devotion mixed with regulative principles. And pure regulative principles, and that's in Vaikuntha. So just like Satyabhama, her devotion is also, sometimes she crosses over rules and is very spontaneous, but there's always an awareness. So of course, that's in the ultimate concept, because practicing devotees always have that awareness of Krishna's greatness. But the mood that one is aspiring for, and one's siddhanta, or one's understanding, is that at the stage of sadhya, then there's no awareness of Krishna's greatness. That's only in Vrindavan. Only in Braj. So when we talk about Goloka Vrindavan, there's Dwarka and Mathura, and then there's Goloka, where Radha and Krishna are married. And then there's Braj, there's Vrindavan, where there's Parityogas. And that's the original and fullest, highest form of Godhead. So that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach. Satanayastatthana Vrindavana Marana Pachitri Pasana Vajabhattu Vardhina Bhakta. This is our Siddhanta. We, as sadhakas, we cannot imitate that. But still, we know that this is our sadhya, this is our goal. So according to what your sadhya is, that's where you go. Janti deva pita deva. So that's why Chaitanya Charitamrita says that those who worship Krishna in opulence, then they'll go to Vaikuntha. Those who worship him in spontaneous devotion. So our system is regulated devotion. That's why the rules are so important. But the regulated devotion is meant to awaken spontaneous devotion. But when spontaneous devotion awakens, then it has to be kept internal. Seva sadaka rupena. So, sahajas means that they make an external show of what they think is spontaneous devotion. But our line is that conduct is always regulated, but the bhava, that ultimately one needs to attain the stage of spontaneous attachment. That is something that's always kept personal. We don't. You know, it doesn't make a show. So, yes, even though Balaji shows these intimate sense of intimacy, but still, still it's not the same as Raj. That's why I mentioned before that actually here in the temple, Radha Govinda is actually showing Balaji's real mood and real desire. Srimati Radharani and gopis, Vrijavasis. Without that, then it's not fully spontaneous. It is perfect, but this is most perfect. So the Krishna is never fully satisfied without Srimati Radharani present. Doesn't matter what you give him. So she has to be in the picture. And that Siddhanta is what we have to keep clear, but yet Krishna says in the Gita we shouldn't impose our understanding on others. So it's good that they worship for that. That's why I asked that when people come here and they see us, the Sakis, what do they think? Most of the people. She said they think that they're these Krishna's wives.
Yeah, they think like that.
Yeah. So that's all right. Let them think like that.
Everybody thinks in Dwarka, the Ashtas, Bharya, the wives, that thing.
Yeah. So, but as their faith grows, then people can get a better understanding of what the real situation is.
Yeah.
And that's why we may not tell everyone everything, but the devotees should know. Because they're here. They're here to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line.
Yeah.
And that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line. Rāmya pachitatu pasana pachubhattu bhavadhyena bhavakalpita. The best mode of worship is that done by gopis. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, gopi bhattu padakamalyo dasa dasa. You sent this also yesterday. Who made? Your what? Wife?
Wife.
Yeah, very nice. It's such a rare thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. But Narottam Das Thakur says, apana bhajana kata, that one should not divulge one's bhajan here and there. People will just misunderstand and there'll be quarrel.
Chant sometimes 64 rounds.
Then no, I said chant 192 rounds. But anyway, you can start with 64.
Okay. And he's asking only fruits we have to eat and chant. Otherwise, anything we can eat and chant.
You can eat anything. The important thing is chanting. But if one can eat less, then that's also good. It's not, it doesn't matter what you eat, but if you eat heavy things, then it will be more difficult to stay awake and chanting. If you eat fruit, then there's no problem. Yeah, important thing is to concentrate on chanting. So if someone is distracted because he's hungry, then he should eat. But we can always find out how we're progressing in spiritual life by doing nothing else other than chanting. Same thing, just sit in the temple and just do kirtan all day long. That's just as good. Although it's more difficult to do japa than to do kirtan. It's more difficult to focus the mind.
How many hours we have to spend for 64 hours in that?
As long as it takes. If one becomes practiced in chanting, then he'll chant faster. After some years, the body should be able to chant 5 minutes. When one of Prabhupada's friends asked him, why does it take your disciples so long to chant? Prabhupada said, I don't know, it's a foreign language for them.
And I believe,